Dave Moore on Today FM.
Delighted the fella sitting across me has decided to come in of a Thursday morning. Martin King, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad. Great to have you in. We had catching me in on Monday, celebrating 10 years of the 6 o'clock
which
show.
Which, of course, was my child.
Which is exactly what it was.
Like, I was there for the conception,
you were.
Let alone the birth.
But before we get to any of these chats, which we will do, you have an advancement of the current discussion we're having on air, which is Morgan Wallen's song, Love Somebody, sounds like this. We just played it there at about half an hour ago. We played this.
I just want to love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
Now, a lot of people have been talking about what it sounds like. There have been lots of theories, but the strongest one that's coming out is this Mika song. People are hearing a bit of a similarity, but you have a theory about this song, Relax by Mika, is an homage to something else.
Yes. A song called Spacer by Sheila B. Devotion.
Sheila B. Devotion.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's have a listen to Spacer. Oh my God, okay.
Well, that's from the very early 80s.
It is from the very early 80s. And then that music was definitely remixed in another dance tune at some point. We'll figure out if someone else can tell us what that is on our
87. This is going to be a very long court case.
We've got nothing to do with that. Maria has a theory?
It was discotheque.
Discotheque.
Crying at the discotheque.
Yeah, crying at the discotheque. But I think that was a play on Spacer as well.
Yeah, it was. It was the same music,
Here we go. There's all the news now. Martin bringing it all to us. This is what you do. You just keep us on our toes.
I do my very best.
Listen, you've done so many things across the road in Virgin Media.
Yes.
Dare I go back to the weather?
Well, you can.
It was the very first thing you did, right?
Yeah.
Did you need to get trained to be a weatherman? Because you were a radio presenter here in Today FM.
I came here after I'd started
on Virgin Media. Okay, so
right. I was here for, 12, 13 years?
Easy, yeah.
Did I do, as Pat and Raj said, I did like a 2-week fast course with lunch up in Mes Éireann, and then they let me loose on the telly.
Okay, but that's great though, because I mean, like, look, weather can be a script. I guess anyone can deliver anything, but you also need to do a personality. And that's the number one thing you did from the word go, was you brought yourself to it, which, let's be honest, a lot of the people who come out of Mes Éireann are great at what they do, but they may not bring the most amount of personality with them.
Well, you see, the argument was, the information needed to be there first.
Yes.
And then they thought, but we want to colour it up. We want to make it more of a light entertainment piece. Mm. And we want it to be interactive. And we want to get people involved. And they said, so it's over to you. So you do that.
Yeah.
And it was never supposed to be a birthday thing.
No.
It was never supposed to be that.
Right.
That just happened. What happened was, when we went on air in 1998, we had an Indian summer.
Yeah.
The ice cream seller in Portmarnock actually start making money in September.
For the first time that year.
So, and I was sent out to interview him for the news that evening. And then, of course, the good weather ran for a few days. Yeah. And some woman wrote in to me and said, by the way, will the good weather last till Sunday? Because it's my son's birthday and I want to put on a party for him in the garden if the weather will permit. So I got on to Mes Éireann and they said, yeah, tell us to go ahead. And I said, yeah, go ahead, get the bouncy castle, have the party, and by the way, happy birthday.
And that changed everything.
And the next day, like 500-600, can you please say hello to my child? And off it went.
Well, it's funny because we know it as a rule in radio, everyone knows this, that if you do one shout out for whatever it is, it could be a charity shout out, it could be a missing animal, it could be a birthday, you're going to be inundated. And it's a great thing. People love the fact that they get it. I do a thing on Fridays called Match of the Dave, where I give a shout out to people who are doing things in sport and activities, whatever. But the whole point is to channel that little thing of going, give the person you want to give a shout out, this is your window. Do it. It's brilliant.
Do you remember when radio stations used to put out stolen car reports?
No.
Yes, they did.
Seriously?
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. My car's just been stolen. Here's the reg. And if you see, of course, at the best of times, there's some fella messing. Some guy on a date.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't you? Listen, you did the morning show with Sib and Martin. That was a good 4 or 5 years you did that. You did then Late Lunch Live.
Yeah, well, that was kind of like we were fine-tuning something for the evening.
For the evening. And then the evening became the 7 o'clock show.
Initially. Because the plan with the show was we knew UTV Ireland was about to go on air and right. it was going to take Emmerdale and Coronation.
Okay, right,
so we
right.
needed something in that
in
slot.
In that slot, yeah.
And then somebody said, well, why don't we do see if we can do our own version of the one show, mm. but we'll make it 30 minutes long, but we'll put cooking in it. And of course, we'll cook in work at that time of the evening.
Yeah.
We thought, well, let's put our toe in the water and see. And we did.
Long
and then
behold.
About a year and a half later, we got the soaps back and it became the 6 o'clock show. And that's where it's been ever since.
Well, Katja was in on Monday and I was honest with her and I said, if anyone has paid any attention, they will know that I do no television. I always refuse television. I get offered the odd thing here and I'm going, no, thank you very much. Nothing very much. The only thing I will do is the 6 o'clock show.
I know. And I was honored when you told me that.
Yeah.
I'm really delighted.
It's true because it feels a lot like this radio show feels. It feels like it's your show. Whoever the presenters are, it's their show. The crew around them is professional, but also fun and they're relaxed. And it feels like you're going in for a chat with mates. And that's why I love it. Not a lot of television feels like that.
But and you know, the gas thing is, when we were putting the show together and we were talking about how we would format it, one of the things I said was, I want it to look like a radio show that's on the telly.
There you go. And that's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. No,
and
really
you've been
isn't.
A great guest.
Thank you very much, Martin.
So that's
you
why
say,
I'm very happy
you
to
all
be
the right
your
things.
Guest today.
Oh, I'm glad you are. But of course, you've moved on since from the 6 o'clock show now that you're the Ireland AM presenter at the weekends. That's got to be a bit of a lifestyle shift from, hey, can you be in at 5 o'clock in the evening to can you be in at on the telly at 5 o'clock in the morning? It's a whole different world.
Friday mornings are not my favourite day of the week.
So what time does the alarm go off?
The alarm goes off at about 4:30, 5:00. That's mid morning for Ian Dempsey.
Oh, Ian Dempsey, sure. He's half a day done, yeah.
Friday mornings I do want to go to the house of the programme director and burn it down. But it's okay. Once I'm up,
you're up.
But I have to have food before I leave the house.
Would you?
I have to. Yeah.
Because I get up about an hour after you every day during the week for this show. But I wouldn't eat now. I get up at 5:41, very projected. I get up at 5:41, but I wouldn't eat until about 8:45.
Really?
Yeah. Easy 3 hours.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't think it to look at me, but I do go to a PT.
You're in great shape.
No.
You are in great shape.
No. And he told me, missing breakfast, you might as well eat a king-size Mars bar.
Wow.
It has this, because your body's looking for sustenance. And it has that effect.
So a cup of tea maybe isn't doing it for me at 7. Okay, we'll think about this. Do the shows differ much from a Friday morning show and then the weekend show?
It does, yeah. It's more relaxed.
Okay.
And you're also aware that, like Friday morning, you only have people for 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
Saturday's kind of the same because they're rushing off to
bits and pieces,
football.
Sports and
It doesn't have to go on air till 9 o'clock.
That's
those
a big
two
difference.
Hours is a massive. It's a massive difference. Well, yeah, people are running off to drama and sports with their kids. And
yes, of course, everything they need to do. Well, look, Martin King, you will know from the radio, you will know him from the television, you will know him from the world of podcasting. We'll get to that in a few seconds. But we were talking earlier on the show about the shows that we're watching with our other halves, and we're talking about the ones that sometimes cause arguments because you want to plow on to season 4, episode 7, and your missus is saying, "No, hang on a second. I'm out that night." Yeah. You're not. Are you watching it at the moment with Jenny?
Yeah, well, we are. Yeah. Now, Love Island All Stars just finished. If I watched an episode of that, or she watched an episode of that without each other,
it'd be
like
trouble.
Cheating. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Trouble.
Okay.
But we're watching Brain Doctors Inside Neurosurgery.
I've heard of this, but I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah. Episode 2 went out last night. I didn't see it. I'm going to watch it today.
Okay.
And yeah, they've gone into the Centre of Excellence, which is at Beaumont Hospital, with neurosurgeons who are carrying out life-saving operations.
And you're able to go inside the operating theatre?
They have cameras in there and see what's going on. And some of it is a tough watch.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because, you know, they're...
Well, particularly for you and Jenny. Obviously, Jenny went through her own battle twice.
So, yeah. And do you know what it was? Because we were watching one of the procedures taking place and it was, that's what happened to me.
Yeah. And of course, at the time, although you're aware of what you're going through, you're not seeing it because you're the patient and you're hopefully not aware of too much of what's going on. But that's wild that you're watching that now. Yeah, I must get a look at it because...
The first episode went out last week and the second episode went out last night.
And
it
as
is
you said,
crazy.
Centre of Excellence, these lads are doing excellent things.
Yeah. And there's a couple of guys, Dominic O'Brien is one of those, but also Kieran Bulger, who's a big hero in our house because twice he carried out procedures on Jenny. So he's a big hero. He was also chosen. He's a real cool dude.
Right.
And he was also chosen by NASA to be part of their space shuttle mission. So he's not only a brain surgeon, he's a rocket scientist as well.
That's unfair on the rest of us.
It is. I mean, imagine a dinner conversation with him. You're losing.
You're losing, not winning. Everything. Here you are, radio broadcaster, TV presenter, podcaster. You're nothing on this fella. Let's talk podcast for a second. One of my favourite clips from any podcast was actually not, it wasn't from the podcast, but it was from behind the scenes. Jenny's great at this kind of stuff, putting things up. So this is Jenny talking about how Martin likes to arrange the cups in the press.
Oh, God.
Listen to this.
I'm in my new kitchen in my new studio, and I'm after putting the cups in the press. And you're... What are you doing?
If they're to the left, the handles have to be pointing to the left. And if they're to the right, the handles need to be pointing to the right.
I definitely think...
Explain yourself, Martin King. So, no. Hang on. What?
So you open a press, right?
Right.
And you're looking to the left-hand side. So if the handles are pointing to the left, it's easier to pick up the mug and take it out. And the other side to the right. Okay, I think I might have an ASD.
Listen, anything's possible. But, I mean, if you look at a cupboard and the mugs on the right-hand side have got their handles to the left. Oh. No, if they do, yeah. You can still reach in and take out a mug, Martin.
Yeah, you can. I just find it's easier.
My mugs are in a drawer. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
So we got our kitchen done, and one of the things we did was we had very limited space for cupboards, whatever. So we decided we'd have a big larder press for the food. We'd have a little bit over the fridge. We'd have a kind of a utility press where the washing machine is. And then everything else had to go in drawers. So you pull open a big, deep drawer. It's about like a foot and a half deep. Mugs and glasses just sitting flat down on that. Are you okay?
Are they flat down or are they piled?
No. Flat one layer. Now, it will take a pint glass before it smacks off the cutlery drawer. So we're okay.
Oh, you can't have that.
No, I couldn't have that. You can have that, yeah. Although the other day, my daughter did drop a glass that she was taking out of the drawer on top of all of the mugs and cups, and it shattered into all of the... So it was contained within the drawer, which was great for the floor, but it meant I had to put every single one of them in the dishwasher to get rid of the shards of glass.
Can I ask, when they go in the dishwasher, is there a compartment for knives and forks and spoons? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, there. You mm-hmm. see? So I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. Oh, no, there's absolutely compartments for that.
I remember discussing this on the podcast.
Right.
And we have a producer who also has a mic. And Jenny was giving out about this, saying, I just put anything anywhere. And he said, and I was like, no, they have to be. They have to be compartmentalised.
Do you put so let's say the knife and fork, so or spoon, whatever it is, the bit that touches the food.
Yeah.
Do you put that facing up or do you put that straight in down?
Okay. If it's just a regular knife, it's facing up.
Okay.
If it's a steak knife. Or a car, it's
facing down for sharpness.
Yeah, well, I also watched EastEnders when somebody fell onto the dishwasher and the knives were pointing up.
Yes.
Yeah, and bumped her off. I have noticed that all the crew have left the studio.
It's just Martin and Dave in the studio.
Since we start talking about dishwashers.
Hopefully the listeners haven't left. Apparently you were judging for Dala Tass Got Talent last night in Tala, were you?
Yes, that was only last night. Yeah,
Sinead has been on to say that. What a fantastic judge you were. Fair play.
Oh, fair play to Sinead. Thank you very much. It was great fun and we had some great talent.
I tell you, those talent shows that you do locally are unreal.
Yeah, but there was one girl got up and she sang a song that she wrote herself.
Oh, wow.
Which is all, you know, that's a brave thing to do. Yeah, on the talent show because it's an original song nobody knows.
Yeah.
But it was, good. Quite an emotional song. And it was about her mom and Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And, you know, because, you know, like trying to bring back the sparkle in her mom's eyes. Because with Alzheimer's, as they say, it's the long goodbye.
Yeah.
And you lose people twice. You lose the
Very
person
true.
They were, and then you eventually.
You lose them eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
You've done so much, right? So you've done TV, you've done weather, you've done presenting, you've done the radio, obviously, in many guys'. What about podcasting? Where would you rank that? Do you really enjoy it? I love the freedom of a podcast.
So do I. And it took me a while. Jenny was asking me for years to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's why we called it An Audience with the King and His Queen. but I've stepped into the world. But because of my years on radio especially, I'm kind of looking at the numbers and the producer is saying, no, it's completely different.
Completely different, I know. It's
completely
so
different.
Hard.
You can't look at the numbers one podcast and compare it to the next. You say, because people will drop in and they might listen to two or three while they're out walking.
And exactly. And they also might find you seven seasons later. They might find episode one. Or what I found is I started to do radio things. So in radio, we'd do a thing where at the end of a conversation or whatever it is, going into our break, I will say, coming up on the show, whatever, right? And I remember my podcast producer at the time going, stop teasing other things. Like, it doesn't, people don't listen to podcasts. They don't listen to you at the end of your podcast and go, well, I can't wait to miss that one. Like, they're not interested.
Yeah, there's no need for hooks.
No, I'm hooking things left, right and centre. It's very hard to let go. Billy Bay says, Martin's a legend. Neighbour, he's one of our own, a D16 man. Proud D16 man, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm a Northsider by birth. And I was bred on the North Side, but I live on the South Side these days because that's where Jenny's from.
See, what can you do? Yeah. Just to clarify.
Well, happy to be there, yeah.
He is a Northsider. Quick fire round before you go, if that's all okay. Right. Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
Okay, first question is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Well, there is that Brain Doctor inside Neuroscience.
Okay, so you're loving that.
I'm watching that. And Emmerdale at the moment. Emmerdale have another one of their colds going
on. We were saying, the limo crash. Maria, the limo crash.
So we know there's two gone. Yeah. So we don't know who if there will be more.
Okay. So currently, those two TV shows. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, there's a few. My kids, when they were younger, were really impressed that I had Sam Jones's number on my phone. Sam Jones, Flash Gordon.
Oh my God! Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. So they were really impressed with that when they were younger. What, you've got Flash Gordon? Yeah.
That's very cool. Actually, are you getting a couple of weddings this year out of the family?
There's a wedding in a few weeks time in New York.
Well, we wish you the best with that. Are you going to walk her down the aisle?
Yes.
Are you going to do the speech?
Well, I don't know how much of a speech she'll want, but
whatever she'll allow you.
It's a small get together. The bigger party will be.
That's amazing. Wish you the best with that. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. Then would have been on the north side at 8.
Yeah. In Edenmore.
Think about going into school. The teacher says, "Right, it's susbyug, boys and girls. Take out your lunch boxes." What was in your lunchbox?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing, because in St. Malachy's Boys National School at that time, they would send you home for your lunch.
For your lunch, okay.
You'd be sent home at 12:30 for your lunch. Harbour Hotel was my cue.
That was on. It was time.
Get out and get back to school. You went back to school for 1:30 and you finished at 3:00.
Okay, amazing. And then the final question, Martin, I ask all my guests, because I don't, and you know it's coming, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Depending on the time I have.
Interesting.
If I have enough time, I will wash my legs. But I am in agreement with you that the water is cascading and running down the legs, they're getting washed anyway.
Thank you. But if you had a bit more time, if you were pampering yourself,
I was pampering myself, we had a big date night going on, the legs get washed.
And as I said, you're in good shape, but would you be like getting down to the leg, or would the leg be going up against the wall?
I'd be getting down to the leg.
Yeah. Impressive. There's an image now for the rest of you to have for the rest of your days, Martin
and
King.
You don't want that down will to ruin the leg. Your lunch.
Martin, thanks as always for coming in. You're an absolute legend.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for inviting me.
Dave Moore on Today FM.